He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the March 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got the Boeing stock holding down the Dow a little bit, but it is up, the Dow, that is, 12.5 points this morning, which puts the Dow at 25,861. The Dow obviously underperforming the S&P and the NASDAQ these days with its heavy weighting in Boeing. Now look at the NASDAQ today, up 0.5%. The NASDAQ on fire. NASDAQ up 41 points. That's, again, 0.5%. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,729. The market made some very significant technical moves last night, which I wrote about in my newsletter over the weekend. If you did not get that newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. The S&P today is up 11 points to 2833. That is a 0.4% move. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index up 0.4%. It's up 7 points to 1560 this morning. Gold is back above 1300 per ounce. It's good to see these commodity prices rising. Oil, gold, copper, others. This is an indicator of the global economy and expectations for growth, future growth of the global economy. Silver's up 8 cents to $15.40 per ounce. We've got the 10-year up 1 basis point. That's a yawner. Very quiet move in the bond market today. The 10-year is now at 2.60%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from a very bright and sunny Charleston, South Carolina, on the shores of the Ashley River, which is not rising today other than the tidal moves, where we have obviously the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, causing some, wreaking some havoc along the way as the river rises. Well, I begin the week talking about a rising tide. I begin the week with 500 right on the button, B plus or better ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now database of 5,079. That continues to indicate the strength in the overall market. Now, if we look at the averages this past week and today again, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average now lagging the S&P and the NASDAQ by a pretty wide margin, and that can be attributable to Boeing, which is a big, big component of the Dow. And I've got some updates here for you today on Boeing stock. We had a pretty good week last week in the market, but you can see the discrepancy here. The Dow was up 1.6% last week. Well, that sounds pretty good until you compare it. Everything is relative in life. Compare it with the S&P 500. The S&P was up 2.9% last week. Dow up 1.6%. So you can see the drag that Boeing is having on the Dow. The NASDAQ last week was on fire, and that's where I continue to be most heavily focused right now. The NASDAQ was up 3.8% last week and up another 0.5% today. And there's another NASDAQ stock in the news today. I had a couple of big winners last week. It was Ulta. Ulta had a huge day on Friday. Broadcom had a huge day on Friday. And I've got another stock making just a huge move here today. It's one of my premier growth stocks. We'll probably make that the featured stock of the day a little bit later in the show. We had global shares higher overnight amid trade war optimism. You know, we're not getting a lot of updates here on this trade war. Pretty quiet on both sides. I know that the Wall Street Journal is reporting that, or the South China Morning News, that's not one I regularly read, is reporting that a proposed summit between President Trump and China's Xi Jinping to end the ongoing trade war may be pushed back to June now. The proposed meeting to sign a trade agreement at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club had originally been targeted for March, then pushed back to April. But now we're talking June, all right? I don't call that trade war optimism myself. Seems to me like they continue to have some pretty big differences between the two sides. Okay, well, here's the news on Boeing over the weekend and this morning. Boeing shares right now, which, you know, this continues to be a big story here in Charleston, as a lot of people employed by Boeing here in Charleston. Boeing is down 2.7% or $10 a share, down to $3.69 per share. It's looking like there's a lot of similarities between the Ethiopia crash and the Lion Air plane crash last October that killed 189 people, almost the exact same scenario playing out. And meanwhile, we haven't heard a whole lot from the CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg. He has stayed mostly silent during the calamitous week following the fatal crash, which involved a 737 MAX. Now, this is a response that's drawing criticism from some crisis management experts, but you know what? I think from my perspective, he's waiting to get all of the facts. You don't want to say too much when there's a lot of liability at stake here. You want to make sure that the facts out there, and even with the finding of the black box and the initial look at it, there's still, you know, a lot of questions out there. In the meantime, Boeing said Sunday it is finalizing the development of a software upgrade and a revision of the pilot training manual for its 737 MAX, intended to address how the aircraft's flight control system, MCAS, responds to erroneous sensor inputs. Yeah, the phrase that jumps off the page here to me is the clear similarities between the Ethiopia crash and the crash of the Lion airplane in Indonesia last October. Now, on Friday, Boeing stock was all over the place. There was even a report in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, Boeing stock really rallied on the news that turned out to be false. There was reports that the company could roll out a software upgrade for its 737 MAX jets in 10 days. Well, that turned out to not be true. A Boeing spokesman denied the report, and then we saw that sell-off late in the day in the Dow, which was mostly caused by the fall in Boeing stock. Boeing instead has said the timeline has not changed and that the software upgrade... Boy, you want to be sure and upgrade that one, don't you? You know how you get these upgrade notices all the time. You need to upgrade your system. You need to upgrade your Java. There's a Java update. There's an iOS update. There's a Windows update. Well, a lot of times I put those updates off because it interrupts business here at Gunderson Capital Management. But you don't want to interrupt this update coming from Boeing. Well, Lyft will lift off. Their IPO will seek $23 billion. Will you be a buyer of the Lyft IPO? Well, maybe you hailed a Lyft ride over the weekend, but what about the stock? They set their IPO range at 30 million shares at $62 to $68 each, according to the amended filing. This puts the valuation of Lyft at $21 to $23 billion. Well, here's what I want to see first over at Lyft. I want to see that they're making a profit, number one, or that profits are coming soon. And number two, I want to see if they can manage a publicly traded company, and that's going to take some time. And number three, I want to see if they can grow those earnings over time, because there's what creates value and capital appreciation for shareholders. Shareholders appreciate, the market appreciates growing earnings. Where can we find growing earnings in today's marketplace? That's what this show is all about. That's what makes most stocks best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are headed to Dallas here in a couple of weeks. Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th at the Grapevine Hilton with a workshop where you're all invited on Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Oh, I'll be talking about the market, the bull market that we're in, the current economy, some best stocks now, other things, whatever is topical at that point in time. And I will be available to meet with you on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the day. You can go to my website to make a reservation for either the workshop or to request an appointment with me. 855-611-BEST is the number, or the website, GundersonCapital.com. That's 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. I know that the appointments and the workshop seats are going very, very fast. And then it's on to Sarasota on Tuesday, May the 7th, Thursday, May the 8th, and Friday, May the 9th. We'll be at the Hyatt Regency once again. And we will also do a workshop. We did not do one there last year, so I'm excited to bring to you what I'm seeing in the market right now. That will be Wednesday evening at 6:30 to 8 p.m. once again. Location is the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota, and I'll be available on Tuesday, May 7th, Thursday, May 8th, and Wednesday, May the 8th. That's when the workshop is, Wednesday, May the 8th, and Thursday, May the 9th, to meet with you one-on-one or with my, I'll have my team there with me. If you'd like to book an appointment with me in Sarasota or come to and attend that workshop, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. All right, here's what else is going on. Like I say, the Lyft, the symbol will be LYFT. Uber will be coming public soon. That symbol will be UBER. There is one buy taking place, a merger. This is a stock I used to own. WorldPlay being taken out. It is up 10.8% this morning. I've owned WorldPay in the past. It is a payment processing service. In fact, this has been a very hot area of the market between WorldPay and Visa and MasterCard and PayPal. There's actually an ETF that covers these stocks, and the symbol is iPay. But it's done very, very well, and I'm sure it's having a good day today. I'm sure a lot of other stocks are up in sympathy with this. WorldPay is being taken out by FIS, which is Fidelity National Information Services, which has been just an okay stock. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida. Actually, it's been a pretty good stock over the years. It's been pretty flat over the last 12 months, but they're hoping that WorldPay will be an accretive acquisition and a good buy. We'll see what happens here. The symbol on WorldPay, WP. Now, Let's just go back to last week for a minute in the market. There were some significant developments from a technical point of view in the market last week. And I went over the technicals of most of the asset classes that you have to choose from and pointed out a lot of things. There was a lot of dynamics going on last week. It was a winning week in the market last week. The NASDAQ finished at its highest level since early October. The Dow obviously lagged a little bit because of Boeing. But you had a pretty good week last week in the market. In fact, it was the strongest week since last November. And I've been saying that, you know, the market has been setting up for a week like we had last week. Now, can it continue? Well, that all depends upon the earnings forecast for this year and next year and the actual earnings that come in. And I updated all of the numbers last week. That's the most important indicator of all in my newsletter under the macro outlook section of the newsletter. And to get the newsletter, you can, again, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Well, the tariffs continue. The heavy equipment makers are feeling tariff pain. U.S. makers of bulldozers and other heavy equipment are raising prices, losing sales, and in some cases beginning to lay off workers in response to the Trump administration's protracted trade disputes. Caught up in the middle of this, Caterpillar, and I've noticed Caterpillar stock, which I do not own, has been pretty dead here for the last 9 months to a year. Alamo, which also makes heavy equipment, it's been inching higher. And T-Rex, which makes all of the big cranes and booms and hydraulic lifts and things like this, T-Rex has also suffered. So I'm sure that they would like to see some kind of a resolution here. This has been going on for a long time, but now it looks like that meeting between Trump and Xi has been pushed out from March, then to April, then to May, and then to June. Well, we have a highly anticipated earnings report coming tonight after the close of the market. Tilray, one of the leading cannabis stocks, is scheduled to announce Q4 earnings results tonight after the close of the market. I do not have any exposure to Tilray, but Tilray is the company that has made teaming up with a lot of different companies. It's a $6.8 billion company in the cannabis industry, and we'll see what happens. They have yet to show any profit whatsoever. The losses continue to mount at Tilray, but that doesn't keep it from being a $6.8 billion company. Now, at one time, it was a $25 billion company. That was when it ran up to $300 per share last September. That was the cannabis bubble, which has since burst, especially in Tilray. But we'll wait and see how Tilray reports, see if they can report earnings. I like to see earnings in companies. Meanwhile, Marriott plans to add, look at this, how many? 275,000 rooms by 2020 out of its pipeline, plans to add out of its pipeline of 478,000 rooms. They say that the new room openings will contribute $400 million in fee revenue. You see, a lot of the times it's just a licensing deal. How's Marriott stock doing today? It has been kind of inconsistent in earnings growth, but it likes the news, up 2.6. We'll be back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market losing just a little bit of its luster here. The NASDAQ was up about 47 points. Now it's up 34 points. And the Dow is about flat right now. But we had a very good week last week and a pretty good start to a new week here so far. You know, the biotechs are always interesting to watch. A lot of big winners and a lot of big losers. Today, there's two big winners here. Dermira, which is D-E-R-M, they had some very positive results, and the stock is up 100% this morning. That's a double in response to its successful results from a phase 2B dose-ranging study of lubrixamab in patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. You know, I think I've covered this stock here before, and I've been following it. Very good results, and the stock up $6.85, which is a 100% move, DERM. And then there's Phase Bio, which recently went public. They had a good result on PB2452. Ask for that from your doctor. And a reversal agent for AstraZeneca's anticoagulant Brilinta. Well, that stock is up, let's see, PHAS is up 63%. And then here's your loser of the day. RPO Pharmaceutical flunks its mid-stage study, and ARPO is down 68% today. So you win some and you lose some in that biotech space, which can be very, very highly volatile, especially amongst these microcap biotech stocks. Here's the story that stood out to me today. Overstock.com CEO calls the retail losses at Overstock nauseating. Well, they're nauseated to shareholders too. He says, we're going to start a new philosophy, or return to an old philosophy, I guess, of profitability. Well, that makes sense. That Overstock, you know, I watched him over the years. They're known for press releases and bold statements and getting in on, you know, what was it they got in on here last year? They got in on the cryptocurrency and the chain, blockchain, and all this kind of stuff. But they lose money year after year after year. Well, they're going to try to turn that around. Hey, the rebound continues at Chipotle. I showed that chart in my newsletter over the weekend. Piper Jaffray lifts its price target on Chipotle CMG to $7.25. Wow, from $6.61. Came very close to buying Chipotle recently. It just continues to hit new 52-week highs. Tremendous turnaround in a stock that went from 700 down to 250, and now it's back to 650. And guess what? The stock is following earnings. The earnings first dropped from $15 per share. That was for the year 2015, down to $2.28 per share. $15 in earnings down to $1.28. And guess what? Now they're back where they were, $15 per share. That's what they're expecting next year in earnings. And you can see the stock just follow those earnings down, and now following them right back up again. So if you want to run a publicly traded company, there's the secret. Grow those earnings. All right, I have two stocks in the news. I'm going to feature one of them in the fourth quarter as my featured stock of the day. Here's one more. You know, the cloud stocks, they have been on fire. I own a cloud ETF, its head is in the clouds like mine, and the chart has been heading up into the clouds. Also, very good move. One of the stocks being upgraded today, Goldman's restarts Twilio, T-W-L-O, at a buy with a $150 target price. The stock is at $130. This is a really nice, it's expensive as heck. I mean, the P-E ratio is sky high, but the sales have been growing over the last four quarters by 48%, 54%, 68%, and 77%. They will turn a profit, it looks like, this year, and then grow that profit again next year. Twilio has a cloud-based platform that enables developers to build, scale, and operate real-time communications, headquartered in San Francisco, California, the symbol TWLO. That's a $16 billion market cap company. All right, let's follow up with Broadcom, which reported earnings last week. I continue to own Broadcom in my premier growth portfolio, and I also own it in my dividend growth and income portfolio. Broadcom has been a terrific performer. I see that Citigroup is starting Broadcom. Okay, now that it's hitting new highs, Citigroup, we're starting Broadcom at a buy and a $320 target price. Well, it's at $295 now. Where were you when it was $250, $260, $230, Citigroup? But they're on the bandwagon now. And last week, Broadcom reported results that easily beat profit estimates. And the stock soared on Friday. It's good to see it following through today as Broadcom hits a new all-time high. Let's see where it's ranked in the Best Stocks Now app after Friday's big move. Broadcom is currently ranked at number 259. Out of 5,079. Now, would I buy it today? I don't know. I got to do the math and see where when a company reports earnings, you have to then plug in the new numbers because generally speaking, they guide, and I can see that they've guided higher for next year. So I now have to adjust my target price on the stock, which I just did. That'll show up in my app right after the show, and that will impact the ranking on the stock tomorrow. You see, when I raise or lower that five-year target price, that's about half of the formula that I use in coming up with my proprietary grading and ranking system in the Best Stocks Now app. I like a combination of value and performance, because I have found that over the years, if you buy on value or fundamentals only, many times you're buying a value trap. It looks cheap under this on the surface, but you look under the hood and it's cheap for a reason. The engine's not running too good there. And when it's purring like a kitten and the performance is there and there's still some value, then you've got the best of both worlds, in my opinion. I like to combine those two in my proprietary ranking. And Broadcom symbol AVGO currently comes in at 259. I got to believe it's going to be going up a little bit when I revise this five-year price target, which is another thing that separates me from the rest of the pack. I like to look at stocks that are out, their price targets 5 years from now. I don't know where they get these short-term price targets or what they use, because the short term is very, very, very dicey and unpredictable. And over time, you got a little bit more predictability. Well, are you in just a stodgy old asset allocation and loaded down with all of this weight and short-term bonds and high-yield bonds and intermediate-term bonds in an environment that favors rising interest rates? Or are you in these giant, great, big ETFs that have 2,000, 3,000 stocks inside of them? Can't you narrow it down a little more than that? Well, that's what we try to do here at Gunderson Capital Management. I run several stock portfolios, and I'm unconstrained. I go anywhere I want. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got my featured stock of the day having a very nice day here. I had a good day on Friday with Ulta and Broadcom. And today it is Edwards Science up, EW. It is now up, let's see, it is up about 7%, call it. It's lost a little of its luster. It was up 9% from a phase 3 clinical trial evaluating Edwards Lifesciences Sapien 3 mitral valve in patients with severe symptomatic aortic stenosis. Well, that's narrowing of the artery. It showed a superiority to surgery. The data were presented at the American College of Cardiology annual scientific sessions in New Orleans. Patients receiving transcatheter aortic valve replacement with the Sapien 3 experienced a 46% lower event rate, stroke, rehospitalization at year one compared to open heart surgery. Specifically, the event rate at year one was 8.5% in the Sapien 3 group compared to 15% for the surgery group. So this is good news for Edwards Life Sciences, symbol EW, on the New York Stock Exchange. And one of the stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio. Now, Edwards Life Sciences is headquartered in Irvine, California. That's Southern California. And over the last 5 years, this large cap of $40 billion in market capitalization, that's how it qualifies for my premier growth portfolio, which I try to stay in the large cap arena with those stocks. This stock over the last 5 years has averaged 26% growth per year over the last 5 years. Now, let's just compare that with the 5-year returns on the stock. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 37% average capital appreciation, while their earnings have been growing by 26%. But if you look over the last 3 years, the performance of the stock is almost exactly in line with the growth in earnings. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged 27.7% per year returns. That's all capital appreciation, as there is no dividend yield here whatsoever. And, of course, no guarantees going forward. Over the last 10 years, EW, Edwards Life Sciences, has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered 12.5. So you got a lot of alpha in the past history of this stock. Obviously, no guarantees. going forward. From a valuation point of view, I have a five-year price target of 315. Is currently trading at 192. It currently comes in at number 178 overall rank when I consider valuation and relative strength. It comes in number 178 out of 5,079. If we go back 1 year ago today, it was ranked number 225. And since that time, the stock is up 27%. The market is down over the last 12 months by 5.7%. Go back 1 year ago today, the market is down. That's the S&P 500, 5.7%, while EW, Edwards Life Sciences, is up 27%. That's a lot of alpha in there. It's delivered a lot of alpha over the last 12 months, over the last 3 months, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, and over the last 10 years with no guarantees going forward. But I continue to own EW, which is breaking out to new all-time highs today, a company that develops products to treat cardiovascular disorders, heart valve, and peripheral vascular disease. That's my featured stock of the day. Not a recommendation. It's an example of that combination of a decent valuation that I can justify if they meet their numbers, the stock price going higher, and past performance, which there's no guarantee of future performance, but their past performance has been stellar. And when I combine that past performance with future possibilities here, again, I get a stock that is ranked at number 178 out of 5,079. Now, if you'd like to set up an appointment with me or a member of my team to talk about your portfolio, maybe you're tired of managing it yourself. Maybe you're tired of owning soggy, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. Maybe you're tired of nobody really minding the men and managing your account. Maybe you feel like you're in all the wrong places. Why not give us a call at 855-611-BEST? You know what I say, if your portfolio is a mess, call 855-611-BEST. And if you'd like to attend my upcoming workshops and like to make an appointment with me in person in either Dallas or in Sarasota, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Well, the market, pretty good start to the week here this week. We have very little news coming on the China and U.S. Trade standoff. We continue to have the drama and the ups and downs at Boeing, which is a big member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And in the meantime, we got the NASDAQ pretty much starting to break out to not new all-time highs, but new 52-week highs in here. Okay, I'm not hearing any music. Do we hear the music over there at the Salem Studios? Hi, there it is. Okay, I hate talking through that music, you know. Anyways, well, I hear the music. That means I got to get to work again. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.